consignment stores. We kind of know what they are. Maybe you've been in one, shopped one. Buying secondhand items, not only good for your wallet, but also can be good for the environment too, right? You might even find some things you wouldn't find anywhere else. But one thing you might not know is that some consignment stores have a lot in common with fast food restaurants in that they are franchises. What? Cass Robinson is the co-founder of one of them in Canada, Outgrow, Outplay. It focuses on children, and she is here to talk about consignment stores, its franchise model. She joins us from Ottawa. Hello there, Cass.
Well, hello, Bruce.
Franchises? How common is this?
In our industry, not very common at all.
And why does this model appeal? Why I'm so surprised is when I think of franchises, I think of a very, very strong brand and very process-oriented delivery of the client experience. When I think consignment, I think of whimsy and serendipity, and it's local. I, you know, bring my stuff to the consignment shop. I shop while I'm there. It's kind of this circle of life. It doesn't seem to fit the franchise model very well.
Well, you know, it actually really does. Having said that, we are not a traditional franchise model in the sense that we're not a brick and mortar store. We're not open Monday to Friday, you know, 7 to 4, whatever the case may be. We actually have massive, exciting events. In fact, you're calling me today. I'm at the EY Center. We're setting up in 50,000 square feet. You know, coming into this weekend, we'll have over 5,000 parents who will line up to shop our sale. So, you know, we're an event business. We create excitement. And so we're really different in that respect.
You focus on children. What are your big sellers?
Anything and everything to do with kids. I mean, typically children from 0 to 6 will outgrow their items even before the new wears off. So, you know, if it's resale or retail, nobody knows except the person who purchases the item. So everything from kids' clothing to kids' toys to baby gear to you name it, we're going to have it.
I can understand the retail part of it fairly simply because I go to retail stores all the time. What about the supply side? You can't just, you know, you see a trend, you can't just, you know, get your factory in China to make an extra couple million tops that the Kardashians have worn. How do you ensure that you're attracting things into the shop to then resell to clients?
Well, you know, it's actually not really hard, and it really is a marketing play in respect that, you know, our survey says that, you know, when we ask people what we can do better, it's have more sales. Parents are always people are always having children. Kids are outgrowing those items. So we're always on trend in our sales, Bruce, because, you know, typically what happens is kids will outgrow their stuff. You know, parents' homes are, they're cluttered. They're cluttered with everything from the clothes to the toys to the climbers in the backyard. Garages are being overrun with bikes their kids don't play with or bats or picnic tables, things like that. They can bring those items to Outgrow Outplay. We're going to sell them for them over a weekend within 48 hours. And, you know, again, you know, it's cleaning out the clutter. So we're always on trend. We have in Ottawa alone, there's over 600 families who are going to be consigning and selling their like new items at our event.
Hmm. So, do they sell them themselves?
No, absolutely not. We sell them for them.
I see. And why did you decide to go for this event model instead of, I think there's a chain called Once Upon a Child that has a retail store that operates much in the way that you described off the top, like it's got regular hours and whatever. Why did you choose a different path?
Well, you know, from a financial perspective, it absolutely made sense. I mean, you know, we started this company at our kitchen table 11 years ago, my husband and I. So we were very frugal to begin with. We wanted to roll up our sleeves and, you know, we really believed in the business model. We felt we could help a lot of families, you know, make money and save boatloads of money. You know, and the event model just really, really made sense, especially coming from a corporate environment, you know, Monday to Friday, 9 to 4, whatever. We really didn't want that. And we felt that, you know, we could do a lot more business by hosting these exciting events.
What margin do you earn on the average piece of clothing?
We earn a minimum of 25% all the way up to 40%. So if a parent decides to sell their items without Grow Up Play, they'll earn 60 to 75% of what that item sells for, depending on whether or not, you know, they want to roll up their sleeves and help out and volunteer during the event.
Oh, they can volunteer.
Absolutely.
What do they get from volunteering?
Well, they'll earn up to 5% more every time they volunteer. So they'll earn more. Plus, they get to shop earlier. Now, that's really the crown jewel, because all of those parents who are consigning all the stuff and bringing it to us to sell for them, their kids are still growing. And guess what? Those same kids need an entire new wardrobe for the upcoming season. So when you purchase gently used items throughout Grow Out Play, typically they're anywhere from 50 to 90% off retail. And a good example would be, we might have like 20 moms who are bringing in a Bob stroller. One mom might decide that she wants to sell her like new stroller at $20. Another mom might want to sell it at $200. So the earlier you shop our sale, the bigger the selection and the better the deals.
This next question is going to illustrate to you how little I actually know about shopping.
Yeah.
How does a consignment store differ from Value Village in terms of client experience and what you can expect to see on the shelves?
Sure. Well, first of all, from Value Village, you know, their items are donated. That's their business model, is, you know, through the Canadian Diabetes, which are great organizations, and that people, you know, will get a call and there's just all kinds of stuff in there. The standards aren't necessarily there. The standards at Outgrow Out Play absolutely are. We are like a garage sale on steroids. And what that means is, at this event alone this weekend, we have over 600 moms in that who are volunteering. So every single clothing piece, climber, stroller, whatever the case may be, you know, lovey, that's coming in through our doors is inspected by our army of mom volunteers, which means it's got to be clean. The clean equals the green here. You know, we don't accept, you know, anything.
Clean equals the green. You got to tweet that out.
Green. Absolutely.
So how do you, so it's the volunteers who are vetting the particular items?
Absolutely. We have standards.
And what do they say to the parent who brings in the piece? They say, this isn't good enough?
Well, here's the thing is we really are a very strong community of parents. And, you know, we just don't throw people to the wolves. We have an entire system in place so that when a parent decides they want to sell with us, they would go to our website, outgrowoutplay.com. They would register as a consigner. And from there, they log into our website, which is called Consigner's Corner. And from there, they actually will enter their items into the inventory. They will print off a barcoded tag and they will attach it to those items. And then they're going to bring it to us to drop off. In between that, when they prep those items, Bruce, we have what we call a consigner 101 manual, where we're going to hold their hand and we're going to walk them through what the standards are. No stains, no tears, no rips, no smells. You know, everything has to be, I mean, if someone's bringing in a stroller, even where the little ones put their feet, it's got to be shined and clean, because again, we are not a garage sale.
You are clearly very passionate about this business and about the consignment world. Where is Outgrow Out Play in 5 or 10 years? Where's the business headed?
Well, here's the thing. We started the business out of a need. We felt there had to be a better way. You had mentioned, you know, another consignment store in that. You know, here's the thing. When people take their stuff into those bricks and mortar stores, they are given pennies on the dollar. And they're only allowed to bring, like, you know, 10, 15, 20 items if they're lucky. At Outgrow Out Play, those parents can bring in as much as they want. So when we started the business, Bruce, we started it because we felt there was a huge need, that there had to be a better way to do things. We started franchising in 2011. Actually, we're celebrating 11 years today. We are the largest and the only business of our kind in Canada. We are the only franchise of our kind. When we started 11 years ago, when we started franchising in 2011, we didn't do it because we woke up and said, hey, we want a franchise. We did it because everyone who walks through our doors, they're like, oh my God, what the hell? You know, it was like a switch was flicked. Everybody was so into it. So, you know, we're really, really proud to be members of the Canadian Franchise Association. You know, to us, it's, you know, we've been members now, I think, about 4 or 5 years. It's a real seal of excellence to be able and, you know, to have that seal on our website. You know, from our systems to, you know, our franchise agreements, it's been vetted, and their resources with industry knowledge and the lobbying, especially in such, you know, these crazy economic times and all the changes that are coming. Yeah. It's really, really important.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you with this event. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's all the time that we have, but I'm fascinated to learn all this. I wish I'd known about you when my kid was 3 or 4. She's now, oh, geez, I can't even tell you how.
Well, if you got grandkids, you might go through it again.
Grandkids? How old do you think I am? You got to Google my photo. I barely look a day over 35.
You know what? We really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. We would love to do it again. We have so much to share, and we haven't even talked, Bruce, about the environmental aspect of
this
business and what it does for our communities locally. It's very important.
Cass Robinson of Outgrow Outplay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.